How you can be? If you are dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing your attachment to Krishna to worldly, wife, son, daughter, all these things, how you can do? Krishna gave you only alone your birth. You came in this world. And Krishna told in the womb of your mother, be alone. I am giving this birth only for what? Practicing bhakti yoga. Don't make any friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, sister, mother, anything. Try to become like Bharat in third birth. But we promise there that we will never be dual. But when we came, sister took me in her lap. And, he made a sister, he made a mother, he made a father, he made a others, whole community, never, mother, sister, father. And then he gradually became in young age, and he met 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girlfriends, or boyfriends. Krishna is reminding something, coming in the shape of Guru Vaishnava, warning, yes. But, I'm doing, after this, I will not do this. I will give up all this thing. This is our life. Again, try to realize this. And when you will die alone. Alone. To whom you have given so many, your whole energy, they will not remember you for a moment. They cannot help you. You must know all these things. Gopis are telling these things. They are very expert. They never divided their love and affection to anyone in this world. They took from husband, sisters, brothers, fathers, everything. Gradually they took. If you want to love Krishna, gradually you will have to be. And if you are not doing, then at the time of death, you will be kicked like donkey from behind legs. And you will be burnt into ashes. Surely you should know that anyone cannot help. Only Krishna can help his man. So you should try to realize all these things. This is association. Take something from this association and return with so many things. Take some love and affection from this association. This will help you. So gopis are telling you. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. So many things more we will give you. So many gopis. Then gopis are telling like this. Now they blame first to Vidhata, to Creator. And then who? That Creator came in the shape of? Now they are blaming to Krishna. There is no blame of Vidhata or Akrur 19. Krishna is always Navasanga Priya. Navasanga Priya means new. He is never satisfied with old one. Like a bumblebee, he goes to any very beautiful lotus and taking the sweetness, again goes to another. To another. Sometimes he become mad that, and even to bad flowers, smelling flowers, there is no other that he can see. Because this is new. So Krishna is like this. His blacklist also like that. He is never satisfied with old one. So he now wants to test some new thing. That is why Krishna, this is the motive of Krishna, that is he is leaving us and he is going to Mathura. And he will be very happy. Now he is with us, we are only the girls of village. not so beautiful. We cannot attract anyone. With a bell like this, so many sweet words, but with some shame, very attractive. They can pose very beautifully all these things. But we are not like that. We cannot play like them. So they are very expert because they are in tone. And they can make up so much. They can
decorate
their host with lipsticks and so many things. But we cannot, we don't know all these arts. Then when Krishna will go and they will do like this, Krishna will be so much attached. And there are not only 1, 2, 3, 4, lakhs and lakhs. He will have a love to this, to that, to that, to that, to that, to that. And he will be engaged and he will never return. We know. And they began to lament. We know the habit of Krishna. He is going. But we appear that he will never return. Oh, this night, after this night, very beautiful Suprabhat will come. What? Good morning will come. All the ladies and all the persons, Jadav, Vaishni, Bhoj, all will be very happy and they will tell that good morning, because they will have, they will see the face of Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Kya ho gaya? Baba ji, to bhayankar si thi, main bach gaya. So, what?
Very auspicious morning will be
there. Very auspicious. Morning for Mathura Vasi. All will have chance to see the beautiful essence of the whole world. All beauty. And they will see Krishna. And Krishna will talk with them. He will attach to them. And for us, today night is like call jump.
Like that.
Tomorrow in morning, we cannot see Krishna. How dangerous. Then all we will die. All the birds and peacocks and all animals will die. All the cows, what will be of the cows? They will not graze. They will only see towards Krishna. They will also die. Then what will this Vrindavan? It will be a barren land. So, Akrur is very cruel. In Mathura, there will be daily so Mahatsav, always Mahatsav. And in Vrindavan?
No festival.
No, nothing. It will be barren land. Now, we are wondering, we are astonished that there are so many old persons here. They are think to be very intelligent like Upananda and all others, the brothers of Nanda Baba and others, so many old persons. But we now thinking that they are not intelligent. Why they are not stopping Nanda? Not to take Krishna and Baldev too. To there. And send Akrur alone. Krishna should be sent. But not they are telling anything. They are accepting this
proposal
of Nanda Baba and Akrur. Then what to do? Then we'll have to be out of shame. We will ourselves, we will go and tell Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, you are so cruel. Don't send this Krishna to with cruel
Akrur.
Krishna will never return, we know. So we will try it. Let us go and tell to Yashoda Maiya and others. In the meantime, it became morning. And Akrur did his sandhya.
Morning duty.
And then he brought that very chariot. And he began to go on that chariot, taking Krishna and Baldev. Gopi were, they at once came and they checked the chariot. They became some of them. Srimati Radhika Singh, very far away, she became senseless. And other gopis who have some senses, they came and they took the rain of horses, lamenting. Some fell down, rolling down there on the front of chariot, and some were weeping. But Akrur was so cruel that anyhow he wanted to take Krishna to Mathura. And Krishna some admission has given. So Krishna told to all the gopis who were incensed by his eyes, "I will come. Very soon. I'm going. I will kill Kans today or tomorrow. And then I must return." He promised there with a Dau Takai. What is Dau? Light messenger. What light messenger? This I. And he told to someone gopis who were incensed, "Oh, tell this message to all gopis, especially to Radha who is not incensed, that day after tomorrow I must return." And quickly, anyhow, Akrur what? He kept some stick on the horses and in crooked way and went. And all gopis were in pain. Those were not friends, they were seeing the dust of and also dust waste come. They never returned to Nandavan. They were in forest. When Akrur came, he met them. Very pathetic scene. Uddhava came. Then Krishna, all their gopis were only thinking that we should die, but we should not die. Why? If Krishna will return, because he has told that I will return, so it is certainly that if Krishna has done promise, he must come. We have faith on his word. So he will come. And when he will come, and if you are dying, then he will see that, oh, all gopis have died, then he will die. So we must not die. We should tolerate any kind of separation, any kind of fire. We are burning in fire, even separation fire. But we'll have to keep our life. Only for Krishna. Only for Krishna. That Krishna will come and see. So gopis, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 10, 50. But Krishna never returns. Why? Sometimes Krishna may come in the shape of bumblebee, sometimes in this way, sometimes in dream, sometimes in any manifestation. He comes and sees gopis. And they think that, oh, we are seeing Krishna in dream. Actually, he has not come. Sometimes they become so deep in love, they never think that Krishna has gone to Mathura. Krishna is here. He has gone to cow grazing. And in the time of evening, Yashoda takes his arti plate, everything ready, that Krishna is coming, Baldev is coming. But whole life she may stand there, Krishna never comes. Now no cooking, nothing. Now no bird singing. What is the condition of Braj, you can imagine. I may tell a worldly story. I was in Italy, where in the ocean beach.
We went for walking on the beach of the ocean.
Ocean.
In Italy.
Oh. We were in car, four, five persons only.
Three.
Oh. When I walked and I was coming, our car was there. A very beautiful old dog came there. His eyes were full of mud and some weeping signs were there. And I saw that he at once came to us and he smelled. And then he was looking very pathetically to us. I looked to that. And when another car came and stopped, he went there and he was looking and again sad. I told to them that it seems that this dog was formerly to any good person. And he was very, like Alsatian dog, very good dog. I asked them, why he is waiting for all the cars they are coming. They told that this dog belongs to any rich person. And for several years he was with him. His master used to keep him in his car when going and giving bath, always having so much love and affection for dog. So many years went on. And he was so much happy there, always serving his master with honor. After some time, he became to be old. And one day he came to that beach. And he saw any beach, and a dog, sea dog. And he came from the car. And he went to that, with that car. And also now he was old. The master thought that I will have to take a new one. And what I will do of this? He left him and quickly started his motor and went to his room, his house. Never cared for that. He neglected for that. Now dog, after some time he returned and he was looking after his master. Where my master? Searching in all cars here and there. No taking anything. Always searching his master. Whenever any car passes, he goes there. And it became like 1 year, 2 years. But his master never returned. And he's just looking out, always. There is none to wash his mud tears. Not to give anything. And he was always weeping for his master. Think that, my master must come. And that is his living. That one day, today, my master will come, waiting with me. If a dog can do like this, his master may be cruel, but Krishna may not be cruel. If dog is remembering his master, how? That he will come, just now come, perhaps he is coming. And he go and see that, this is my not master. Then he becomes to weep and becomes sad. And he sits and again with hope he is waiting for. If a dog can do, why we cannot do? This is the, like some shadow of comparison to gopis. Why gopis are lamented? This dog may remember that one day my master took me in his lap and he washing his hands and giving this sweet thing what he was going to take and he was giving me. Sometimes he used to take me in his bed also. Always so peaceful. Remembering this and his weeping, so a devotee can be like this, always remembering the past. So gopi, always remembering the past times of Krishna, how Krishna was dancing with me, how Krishna used to give his betel nut in our mouth, how he loved us. Sometimes dancing and singing with gopis. Oh, I can sing in fifth tune. But gopis in seventh. Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And he used to praise us. But now who will praise? Remembering and weeping. This is Ashtakali Alila life. Devotee can remember all these things. And then mind will not go here and there. Krishna is telling that you should remember. Gopis are laughing to Krishna. Very sad. Oh, we want to forget you. But we can forget you. All remembrance going. Like a chain coming. And we want to forget you. If you can forget us, why we cannot forget? But this is the thing that we cannot forget you. So gopis lamentation. Something like this, but not. This is perhaps shadow, what I told. So gopis are thinking like this. And they are only living there. They are keeping their life only. Why? That Krishna has told that he will come. This only asa. Hope only this. Otherwise, they will die. But Krishna will also die in their suffering. So they are keeping anyhow their life. They are burning in separation fire. But they don't want to die. And what Krishna? Krishna is happy there? Not happy there. Anyhow, Lalita can pacify Srimati Radhika. Don't weep. Krishna will surely come. But there is none to pacify Krishna that gopis will come. There is none friend like this in whole Mathura. So Krishna is alone. He is burning so much in separation. There is none to say. But here, Yogmaya Purnima, Vrinda, Lalita, Vishakha, all are here. And they can separate their separation mode to each other. But in Mathura, not. That is why Krishna was doing. He wanted to send one. He went to school. Why school? Krishna and Baldev were son of Yashoda. They cannot forget this thing. They came to Mathura. And when Kans was killed, then Nand Baba was waiting outside of the town. That why Krishna and Baldev are not coming? Kans had been killed. Oh, something, perhaps it is the Sarayantra. Conspiration of Yadav. Willingly they are not allowing Krishna and Baldev to come to me. After 2 days, he never took anything. He was fasting for Krishna, feeling so much separation. And Krishna and Baldev came in the night, after sunset. The seat sat on the left and right side of
Nanda Baba.
Nanda Baba is weeping so much. Krishna and Baldev saw that father is weeping. Why? Nanda Baba told that, oh, you have come to Mathura and you have forget me. Now you have perhaps had the new father and mother. They also become to it. No father. You are only our father. But all here, all Jadavas, like Akrur, Uddhav, Ugrasen, all Devaki, Vasudev, they are telling that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. And they don't want that I should come to you. If they are fearing that if we are coming to you, then we will never return to Devaki and Vasudev, and you will take me to Vrindavan. They are fearing. That is that they are not allowing to come. Then he told that, do you think that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki? Oh Krishna, I can do. In dream even, Baldev Prabhu told that I can never dream like this. You are my father. Yashoda is my mother, Rohini is my mother, they are in Vrindavan. I know someone tell that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. It may be. But they have forgiven me from childhood. They never gave me a drop of milk, no love and affection to me. And I was separated from them. And you and Yashoda Maiya have nourished me, given milk. So you are my father and mother, everything. I cannot think that he is my father. So I must come with you, with Krishna to Vrindavan. Nanda Baba told that now what should you do? Now you are so intelligent both. I think that I must go to Vrindavan and you should come to me. Baldev Prabhu may be here. Why? Because the son of Devaki, six has been killed by Kansa. So Devaki has only one son, like Baldev. So if you are coming, then they may both die. I think it will be better that Krishna should alone come with me. Then Baldev Prabhu told, I cannot live alone. I must die. Don't
separate
from you. I will come with Krishna. Without Krishna, I cannot live a moment. Then Krishna told that, Father, listen to me. It will be better that for 2-3 days I should be with Baldev. And Baldev will be here. And after 2-3 days, all will be pacified. And then I should return. Then he became worried, Nanda Baba. But there was no other way. So he's thinking, if I'm taking Krishna with me, then Baldev will come. And if Baldev is coming, they will all die. Then I will be like a butcher. All will tell that Nanda Baba is very cruel. So what to them? He became in dilemma. Krishna told that, oh, don't be. Don't worry. I will come very soon. Then all will be pacified. So you should go. And he took so many ornaments, golden and so many garments, silken and everything. And he tightened in the chadar of Nanda Baba. And he was, oh, if I will take it all, then the mother of Krishna will tell, you have sold Krishna with these garments and ornaments, and you have come empty. How I can show my face to Indraja? But he cannot refuse that I cannot take, because Krishna is giving. Anyhow, In the evening, night, he anyhow returned. But what became of Yashoda? When he saw, oh, he became blind. He became so angry. And he told that, you have sold my son, and you have brought these ornaments and garments, and by this we will be happy. And he slept on the bed, never came from bed, weeping. So very pathetic was in Vrindavan. One day Yashoda Devi, in evening, in midday, in the month of hot day,
summer day.
Now like this day in India, yet month, Yashoda was taking some garments of Krishna, baby Krishna, his little float, his some marble cows, and playing instruments. He was taking in a
cloth,
and he was going anywhere. Any gopi came, Mother Yashoda, where you are going? Yashoda was like a dumb. He was not in a state to answer, but even told, I'm going to my child. Where your child? No. I've heard that he is in Mathura. So I must go. I will not tell that Krishna is my son. I will go to Devaki Rani. Rani, you know?
Queen.
I will tell that I want to be your dasi. Your
master.
I will clean your vessel. Everything like a dasi. I will not take anything. Only in a day I can see face of your child. And I will be satisfied. So telling this, and he became, when he came to on the door, and he became totally spent. So like this, daily, Yashoda was feeling so much separation that you cannot manage. And what became of Krishna? Oh, all the Jadubansi, and Akrur, and all others, they had a meeting, and they decided that we should change the mind of Krishna. How? We should give him threat, and we should make in his mind that Devaki and Vasudev is your father and you are Jadav. And he should be in that. And he should be sent to Gurukul to learn. And in the meantime he will forget, because he is like a baby of 10 years or 12 years. He can forget. So made a click. And there was going to be sacred thread to Krishna and Baldev. They were?
Shaved.
Oh, very beautiful. And then this kind of cloth were given to them. And then Gayatri Mantra was given to them. Sacred thread and sandalwood.
Wooden sandalwood.
Very beautiful, like Brahmachari. If Krishna and Baldev are Brahmachari, how beautiful they will. So all very charming and beautiful. Then Gurudev get this, then he told that, he ordered that you should now go to at least five or ten houses, and you can bake some bhiksha for me. Oh mother, give me some donation. Oh mother, oh father, give me like this. And then Gargacharj made his chadar like this, a jholi. And the Brahmachari took jholi and dand also, like today you use dand. Very beautiful dand also. Krishna was given crooked some. Danda and Baldev Prabhu very
right.
Thick and straight, and they were. Now Gurudev told that you should go to your mother and father first and take begging and then to others. Now Krishna is thinking. He closed his eyes. Oh, my Gurudev had told to go to mother. But where is mother? Where is mother? No mother. My mother is where? She is in Vrindavan, Nandagaon. And he remembered that his mother has promised, oh Krishna Baldev, when you will be given separate thread, brahmachari, and given mantra, then I will fulfill your jholi, begging.
Your begging cloth.
Oh, with diamonds and so many, gold and everything. So Krishna was remembering, where is my mother, where? Oh mother, he became too soft. And in front of all, Devaki and Vasudeva especially were ready to give some all. But they are not telling mother and father to them. They are remembering Krishna to Yashoda. Mother. And he both, especially Krishna, and he was rolling down on the earth. This was the situation of Krishna. Feeling so much suppression, but there was no way because he has to do so many pastimes. So from here begins pathetic scene, even in Mathura, even in Gaur Pramanande. Tomorrow we will again. So try to realize. You can remember and chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna
with tears. Oh, what is this tale of Krishna and Yashoda Maya? Always thinking, oh my dear child, Krishna. In this way you should try to lament and feeling separation and chant Hare Krishna. You should remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, be merciful to me. Oh, Panchatattva, be merciful to. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu. That pastime we can realize and we can chant like this. And we can forget everything, all problems of world. Where is world? Who am I? Try to forget all. Then Krishna will come and he can wash your tears. He is so merciful. So you should chant and number and this and going this. This is the process. To remember all these pastimes in such a way, when you are reading, oh, this is the maker. For this Swamiji came. He was so merciful. He wanted to make qualified like this. But he saw that there are so many other desires, a jungle, so many things. So he began to cut them. He wanted to make it fertile. But he left something for me. How I can serve him? So for his service he left me and told that you should go and now you should tell. Now among them some are so much qualified. If they will hear, they will be. So tell me some qualified for these things. And that is why I came. Nothing to gain, no money, no prestige, not quarreling with anyone, not to make any disciple. If anyone taking this bill, all are disciples. Bako Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udarupas, Etan Vigan Javisahe Sadhir, Sarva Mapimam Prithvi. He is actually Jagat Guru. Like Swamiji was Jagat Guru. His Guru Dev was Jagat Guru, Vishwa Guru. Three world he was Guru. And Rupa Goswami. So we are so much fortunate to be in this line. Try to remember these things. Your all the Navras and all the others are not so much dear than like this. They cannot help. So you can help them. You can nourish and support. But don't be entangled. You can do your some duty. But always think like this and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Gaur Prema Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana.
What become? Also you should do. You are you ready? Thank you.
Oh, my God.